The next thing we're going to do this morning is rejoice in the fact that we can again show the grace of God and the gospel through the sacrament of baptism. Girls. And we're going to ask Kathy Rao to come up and we're going to baptize Xavier, which is great. Just before we do that, just again remind you of a few things about baptism. First and most important thing we remember about baptism, and you know, I know these people here, you got all different beliefs on baptism, and that's cool, but I got mine. I'm getting faces. This is the last time I can talk to you like this, so please allow me. Baptism, most importantly, and please, whatever view you hold, this is what it's about. It's about the grace of God, isn't it? You nod your head. It's about the grace and the mercy of God. Whether you like to go under the water and be half drowned, or you like what we're going to do here, sprinkle, it's about the grace of God and the mercy of God coming to us through Jesus, his Son. Baptism, most importantly, again, whatever you believe, and we're Presbyterian here, and that's what we teach, and you know, you guys know that. But baptism, most importantly, reminds us of what God has done, is doing, and will do in the future. That's what it's all about. It's about the grace working of God. It's not about water. It's about the grace of God. It's about us being at the wonderful receiving end of all that he has done in Christ. Just remember that. If we remember that, that'll bring everybody together in oneness on the subject, right? You agree with that? Yeah, I believe so. It's an outward sign pointing to the work of God which happens in the life of an individual. Does baptism make a person a Christian, or if they're already a Christian, does it make them a better one? No. Does not. But it's a sign of God working in the heart and life of an individual. This church, being those who hold to that view very, very strongly, we believe therefore that all who come under the gospel, the promise of the gospel, should consider this, including children of believers who live under the gospel. Grace is to be offered to all. Grace is to be offered to all, including our little ones. Are you okay there? Am I talking too long? Has he gone to sleep on us? Okay. Good on you, Xavier. And so for that reason, as we have met with Kathy, and she is now, legal mother, if you like, of Xavier. It'd be her job to nurture Xavier in faith. And therefore, that means Kathy herself needs to grow in knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus so that she can impart that on Xavier. And that means we as a congregation are called to teach Kathy so she can do her work in teaching Xavier. And we look forward to the day when he will stand maybe not right here, but maybe in a flash new Trinity Church building and confess his faith in Christ himself. And therefore, the promises that are signified in the giving of water baptism come to fulfillment. First, we're going to ask Kathy some questions, right, Kathy? Yes. The Bible says, "For you, to you is the promise, and to your children, to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord shall call unto himself." And then he says, "I will establish my covenant between me and and thee, and thy seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to your seed after you. The Apostle Peter said, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your house. Kathy, do you acknowledge Xavier's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you claim God's covenant promises on his behalf, and do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus for his salvation as you did your own?
Yes.
Do you now unreservedly commit your child to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before him a godly example, that you will pray with and for him, and that you will teach him the doctrines of our holy faith, and that you will strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring him up in the nurture and training of the Lord?
Yes.
Great. Congregation, got a question for you. Do you as a congregation undertake the responsibility of assisting Kathy in the Christian nurture of Xavier? Do you promise that? Nice big yes. Amen. Right, Xavier. You just hold up there. Xavier. Xavier Junior Rao, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for giving us the sign of baptism that reminds us, Lord, that you're a God who is at work with the gospel through your Son, the Lord Jesus, saving a people for yourself. Thank you, Lord, that we can demonstrate that through the giving and receiving of this sign. And Lord, we pray that you, right now, even now, Lord, be working in Xavier's heart, that he be a little man of faith, he'd become a teenager of faith, and then, Lord, a young and then a mature man who loves you and serves you all his days. We pray this with all our hearts for him. Lord, we pray for Kathy also, that you would strengthen and sustain and build her up, Lord, as she serves Xavier through the gospel, teaching him and setting a godly example for him. Help her in that, we pray, and help this church, Lord, to help Kathy and encourage her in her faith and life in you. So we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well done, Xavier. Give him a big puggy puggy. How are we doing? Okay? Well, because this is the last Sunday I really get to preach to you, Rob has told me that next week you're not in control. And so I don't like that, Rob.